Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Splish, splash, I was taking a bath. Long about a Saturday night.
Yeah, that's right. A little Bobby Darin action for you. As we go inside the bathtub time machine. And listen, Eagles and Titans, they don't face each other that often. I guess like every 4 years. Eagles, Oilers back in the day. So they've been the Titans for, I guess, about 20 years, a little bit more than that. The best thing the Eagles got from the Titans was John Runyon. Big John Runyon is a free agent acquisition after they'd made the Super Bowl. But let's talk about the games. The Eagles, the Oilers. The Eagles, the Titans. We go inside the bathtub time machine as we prepare for this weekend's matchup between the Eagles and the Tennessee Titans. And I'll tell you, there have been a couple bad. I'm not happy about this, but I got to report it. How about in 2006? This game was a disaster. Now, people might not remember it much.
The Kenny Britt game?
Nope. 2006, it felt like the Eagles season was falling apart. Eagles started off like gangbusters that year. And then they just kept losing to the point where when they lose to Tennessee at home 31-13. By the way, Andy Reid was in a bad mood when that game ended. Eagles lost 31-13 at the link to Vince Young. But what else happened that day that made it feel like the season was over? Donovan McNabb tore his knee. On a non-contact play, running toward the sidelines on the right side, he was out for the season. By the way, he was never the same again. His arm was fine, but he never had the same scrambling capabilities when he came back. Now, he came back and they still had a good 08 season. 06, Jeff Garcia saved the season, but that day it felt very bleak, falling to 5-5, losing to Tennessee and losing Donovan. 2010, well, James just touched on it.
Oh, my bad.
2010 was the Kenny Britt game. If you don't remember, and this was one of the most dominant games a player on the other team has ever played against the Eagles, wide receiver Kenny Britt, and John, you'll remember him. He was a talented player. He kind of fell out of the league fast, but he was talented. And was he Rutgers, I think he was?
He was Rutgers.
Exactly.
Dude, that day.
He was big. He was rangy.
He was fast. 7 catches that day for 225 yards and 3 touchdowns. Like, he shredded the Eagles as the Eagles lost 37-19 in Tennessee. And then there's 2018. Now, John and James, I want to send both of you guys a picture. Unfortunately, I'm a little off my game here. I gotta quickly get to my phone here. I'm going to send you a picture because I want to get your reaction to something I'm about to send you. In 2018, you will remember the Eagles, after having won the Super Bowl, faced Tennessee down there. Now, this was the return.
I remember.
We were there. We were literally there.
I remember this game. The sticks, yeah, the Corey Davis, this, the whole thing.
This was the return. The game before was the return of Carson Wentz. So hope is high. Eagles are 2-1. They're down there. And then, John and James, I want you to both look at your phone and look at the photograph I just sent you. 4th and 15.
Yep.
Sticks defense.
Sticks defense by Jim Schwartz.
Corey Graham.
And Corey Graham just guarded like nobody. And the Titans quarterback lofted in a pass for like, I don't know, 16, 17, 18 yards. And all they had to do was stop him when 4th and 15 game was over. Instead, Tennessee goes down. They get the field goal. They tie it up. Go to overtime. Tennessee moves back down the field. Like, that game was just thoroughly unenjoyable.
It was horrible.
Thoroughly unenjoyable. But I don't want to talk about, like, any of that bad stuff. Because when you think Eagles-Titans, when you think Eagles-Oilers, there's some good history. Matter of fact, there's some great history. Let's start off with more of the good variety than the great variety. I got to be honest. I don't remember this game at all. Most of the stuff I can completely do off the top of my head when we do the bathtub time machine. Every once in a while, I got to look something up. There was a game the Eagles played against the Titans in 2014. Honestly, I don't remember it. But the Eagles beat Tennessee 43-24. And looking at the stats, what was notable, Josh Huff started the game with a kickoff return. James, do you remember that?
No. I was Mark Sanchez the quarterback?
Yes.
Yes, I definitely remember
so
that.
So this is
yes.
2014. Now, I have a trivia question that is so hard, it is beyond belief hard. I will ask either of you guys to name. You literally have no shot. The random Eagles offensive player that caught a touchdown pass from Sanchez that day. Like Huff had a TD, Sproles had a TD, LeSean had a TD. There's a guy who I literally don't remember that he played for the Eagles. He was probably a backup tight end. Does anyone remember the name James Casey?
Of course I remember James Casey.
Who the
Casey?
Heck was James
Former
Casey?
Former Houston Texan James Casey.
I got nothing.
You don't remember James Casey here?
I got
It's a vague recollection.
Was he a tight end?
Yeah, he was tight end.
Well, anyway, that guy scored a touchdown.
James Casey in that.
This was kind of like near the beginning of the end of Chip because the Eagles got to 8-3. Then they got to 9-3. This is year two, Chip. Then they lost three in a row, fell out of the playoffs. The next year was a disaster. So this was like near the high water mark for Chip Kelly. All right, that's fine. That's good. I don't want to talk Eagles, Titans good. I want to talk, ladies and gentlemen, Eagles, Oilers great. And when you think Eagles and Oilers, you think of one game that goes by one name. 1991's The House of Pain game. One of the most exceptional, one of the most special Eagles games of all time. So the season was like all over the place. Randall's out first game. McMahon comes in. He's okay, but then he's out. And you got to go to Pat Ryan. And you got to go to Brad Gable.
Oh, man.
Eventually, you got to go to Jeff Kent. But what held it together all year? Our glorious 1991 Eagles defense. John, consider these facts about the 91 Eagles defense. 55 sacks on the season. 48 takeaways. John, that's three a game.
Yeah, no, I've never heard of anything.
Three a game.
That's ridiculous.
Three a game. But like a Ginzu commercial, but wait, there's more. 91 Eagles defense. Number one against the run. Number one against the pass. Number one, obviously, overall. First team and only team since the 75 Vikings to do it. But there's even more than that. The Eagles defense did it with a bad offense. Meaning, like, unlike the Ravens in 2000, they didn't have a good offense, but they had a good running attack in 2000 with Jamal Lewis. The Eagles had no rushing attack. No player, John, had 500 yards rushing. James Joseph led them in rushing with 440 yards.
Wow.
So you have no rushing attack. You barely have a quarterback, okay? But you had Reggie. You had Jerome. You had Clyde. You had Mike Pitts. You had Mike Golick. You had Seth Joyner. You had Byron Evans. You had William Thomas. You had Eric Allen. You had Ben Smith. You had Andre Waters. You had Wes Hopkins. You had the greatest Eagles defense ever. And that night, Seth Joyner played the greatest game I have ever seen an Eagles defender play. And the House of Pain game, they were just knocking fools out. Broken noses for like Ernest Givens and Drew Hill. And it was unbelievable against a great, great Warren Moon team. And what did Jerome Brown say walking off the field? They brought the house. We brought the pain. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is a trip inside the bathtub time machine.
Well done.
Thank you, sir.
When you time it up with the music, it's my favorite thing. It hits.
All right, let me catch my breath here.
By the way, for those listening and obviously not looking at Joe, which is pretty much everyone, off the top of his head, too. Like, he was not reading those names up. He just lit that. It's wild.
You know, it was a shame. Ben Smith got injured halfway through that year, and then they had to go back to Izell.
I thought he was going to be a really good player.
He was going to be a great player, man. He was going to be a great, 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 great player, but unfortunately cut short. All right, let's go to the phones, 215-592-9494. And anyone's of about the age of 40 or up, I mean, you know how special the House of Pain game is in our hearts. Really, really special. To the phones, Warren in Gwinnett Valley. Hi, Warren.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. Let me see if I can get you off speaker real quick.
You got it, Warren. Talk to us, buddy.
On your Zach Eflin point, I think it's time that the Phillies need to start to turn over their players. So I have no trouble with letting Zach go, because we need to bring in more younger talent that's going to be with us for years to develop.
Yeah, but Warren, here's the trick. Here's where it gets really tricky. Let's say they go to one or two of these young pitchers this year, okay? They might be great in the future. Are they going to be good enough this year for the Phillies to make the playoffs? Like, that's, you know, it is no guarantee that they're going to have a playoff spot. So I hope, like you do, that these guys are great. But, you know, rookie pitchers are rookie pitchers.
Well, don't you think it's a sign of some confidence that they would feel certain enough to let Zach Eflin go and do this?
I do, but I'll tell you this, John. If I had to guess, they probably prefer to have kept Eflin. And they're probably disappointed that he got offered $40 million by the Rays. Like, they probably wanted to keep him 2 years, $27 million. I'm just
That's a lot of money. This is a lot of money for one.
Well, Warren, just know this.
They're
going to have to sign someone, because I don't think the season will start with the three main guys, Wheeler, Nola, and Ranger, and two young dudes.
The market's going to be high.
Yeah.
A lot of people are like, wow, he got that much? That's going to happen a lot.
Yeah, they're going to – somebody's got to get signed, man.
Well, you know what else happens when you bring in new blood, literally, is it – I think it puts a spark into the team. I think everybody has to, you know, re-get acquainted, and I think it creates new energy, younger energy, healthier energy versus, you know, older – you know, we know what you can do, energy. And I think this is a good thing.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I'm a little skeptical.
On a quick Eagles point, sure. I don't find, you know, this Titans game do or die. I think there's too much doom and gloom. And I think it's a tremendous, you know, opportunity for the Eagles to continue to say who they are and that they are going to continue to lead. So I think this is a great thing.
You got it, Warren. Give me an answer, man. Who or what did it again?
I have to pick the worst person that did it again. And that's Doc Rivers with this scheduled loss crap.
That's a pretty
great
good answer.
You're getting good answers there.
That is a good answer. All right, 215-592-9494. Up ahead, we go inside the game at 11:30. John, on this specific Eagles-Titans game, that plus all the calls on 94 WIP.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.